Chachamim about whether the onus of kasha zaman is a knas or mamon. Let's focus on the tashumin, on the payment of kasha zaman, in a case where they wanted to mechayev somebody money, and the onus is that they are there to pay money. Rabbi Akiva holds that's called knas. Therefore, if they're moda in another beis din that there was a hazama, they will not become chayev because it's not called hodas baldin. It's called moda beknas. The Chacham consider it to be mamon. And we try to explain exactly the machlokes and what it's about. The Gemara gives the understanding for Rabbi Akiva, because Teda says Rabba, says Rav Nachman, the fact that there was no actual transfer of money, lo asu maisa, mamon biad bailin, and still the Edom are paying, even though nothing actually occurred, it was just the Gemara din, that indicates that this would be considered a knas, because they did not cause a hefsid mamon. So that was the svar forgiven for Rabbi Akiva. So the obvious question would be, what's the shita of the Chachamim? Why the Chacham consider it mamon? We saw the Pnei Yeshua struggles with this, and many Achronim struggle with it, and then offer all kinds of ideas. What we wanted to say, based on the diuk of Lashon Rashi in Bava Kamma Daf Hei, and understand where Rashi was coming from, because the Gemara asks ki'ilu like Rachayat, a simple question, without even quoting the Machlokes quoted here. The Gemara just says, after all, Rav Oshio lists things that are mamon, just doesn't list things that are knas in his list of 13 of Os Nezikin. So why doesn't he mention Edom Zomim Dimamono? In other words, the Gemara just takes for granted that it's mamon. So Rashi says, where's the Gemara coming from in assuming that? Rashi says, because we have a klal that the Mishnah says in Ksuvos Mem Aleph, that what is considered knas, either if it's Yosel Mashehizik or it's a Davar Katsuv. And therefore, based on that criteria, it would follow, says Rashi, that the Gemara is therefore asking that kasha zaman payment would be considered mamon, because it's not a davar katsuv and it's not yosel mashehizik. That's the pshat in Rashi. Why isn't yosel mashehizik? After all, you were mazik nothing in a sense, nothing. As Gemara says over here with Rabbi Akiva, mamon biyad bayim mishalmin. So what's the pshat in Rashi? The answer is that what Rashi is telling us is that the fact that you're paying exactly what the Gemara din was that he should pay, that's called mashehizik. Because after all, remember, Edom Zomim is one of the Avos Nezikin. So in other words, the way to understand the machayiv in the onus of kasha zamim is that they were mazik. Now, it's not the same kind of mazik like makeh behema yishalmena. It's a different type of mazik. It falls within the category of hazam, of Edom Zomim. They were made Edo Sheker, and with their Edo Sheker, based in Paskin on the person that they're chayiv, whatever it is. And that is the nature of their mazik. They mazik the person by causing the person to become chayiv in Bezdin, whatever onus. That's the manner in which they're mazik. But that's treated as a mazik. And if they're treated as a mazik, so what's the pshat in that? The pshat is that the Torah views that the person who has that psak din on them, it's ki'ilu that would have been carried out. That's why it's viewed as a mazik. Why is it a mazik to have a psak din of some, of something on a person? Because that's viewed as the sentence means it's the omei to have that happen. So the Torah says that that's ki'ilu that would be as if it would have been. That's the drush of nefesh b'nefesh, the Gemara quotes. You need Gemara din in order to be chayiv, let's say, misa for Edom, by Edom Zomim, because it's nefesh b'nefesh. Ki'ilu, the nefesh was taken away. So that's the Hagdara of the mamon, because it's k'masha hizik. That's the word in the Chachamim. Coming back to Rabbi Akiva, we wanted to say, the pshat is, it's a new definition of knas. Beyond what the Mishnah says in Ksuvos Mem Aleph, that knas is defined by the criteria of being yosel mashehizik or davar katsuv, Rabbi Akiva says, I have another way to consider something knas. The fact is, he didn't actually suffer that fate. He just has a psag din that he should have that sentence carried out. It didn't happen. Mama biyad bailim umishalmin. Lo asumaisa ben herogin umishalmin. It didn't happen yet. But the Torah treats it as if it would have happened. That which the Torah says that we treat it as if it would have been, that is gufa what makes a knas. That unique ki'ilu of the Torah, that we can view this as if it was a hezek. That's gufa why it's called knas. That could be what Rabbi Akiva is saying. So it's a chiddush of Rabbi Akiva. A new thing that Nemar Be'edim Zomin, within the parsha of Edim Zomin, what the Torah has introduced here is another basis for viewing it as knas. The fact that Torah considers as if it would have been done. I just want to add two nekudos to this idea, and then we'll go on, Mr. Shem, to the next piece of Gemara. The Tosas that we quoted in Bava Kamma Dav Dalet Amud Beis, Benogea Kasher Asa, by Mamo. So there's a big machokas we've shown him, if the person actually paid, whether there's still a chiyuv of Kasher Zaman by Mamo. When it comes to Nefesh, it comes to Nefashos, so that's the Gemara later, that once the person is killed, the Edom don't get killed. By Malkus, most Rishonim also assume that way. The Rambam is unique in this regard. He holds Malkus. It's not that way, but Pashtus Malkus is also Kasher Zom below Kasher Asa. By Mammon is a big Machlokus. Tosus comes up with two reasons why, when it comes to Mammon, even after the person paid, nevertheless, the Edom still Mechuyev for the ownership of Kasher Zaman, even though it was already handed over. And that's what the Ramban here says as well. And the Ramban emphasizes in that connection that doesn't change the fact that Rabbi Akiva considers it to be knas. Because even though there's a case where the chayiv, even when the person paid, but the halacha that is knas based on the teid of the Gemara, that's fact no matter what. In other words, whether he paid or not. Why is it in fact the case? Why don't we say it's no longer chayiv? Tosa says one of two reasons. Either no rabosai. What is the first reason of Tosis? Efshad b'chazara can be reversed, so it's not really viewed as asa in that regard. It's not a fait accompli. It could always be overturned. Doesn't mean it's going to be so easy to get it back, but l'maisa, it's not technically to the point of no return. Mammon is efshad b'chazara, the other misa is not. The other reason is because why don't we say yachayv an asa? Because the Gemara says in Dafhei Mebeis, ein onshin min hadin. But says Tosis, that rule is limited to onesh aguf. When it comes to mamon, onshin mamon min hadin, so we can extrapolate. If there's a chiyav on the zaman, there's a chiyav on asa kal v'chom. So we wanted to know, first of all, this Tosis, a lot of things to be medaik. We understand what Tosis is saying. We don't understand what Tosis has to say it. What's driving Tosis on Daud and Beis and Bava Kamma, when Edom Zomin is listed in the Braisa of Avchia, Tosis suddenly feels compelled to tell us something about what would be after it was paid. And you're still chayiv. Why is it important for us to know this? So there are a few ways to learn. The way that we present it, based on, I think, the Maram there and the Shita Mekubetzes, the Tosis Harash. What bothering Tosis is, why is Edom Zomin called a mazik? It's one of the Avos Nezikin. Why are you called a mazik? Obviously, we're talking about the Chiv Mammon of Kasher Zaman here. And it's one of the Avos Nezikin, that you pay money for the onesh that you wanted to impose of Mammon on that person. And it's called a mazik. It's one of the Avos Nezikin. Why? If the halacha is that once he pays, you don't have to pay, so in what sense is it a mazik? The Tosis therefore shows us, you should know, that even after he paid, you still have to pay. So now we understand conceptually why it's called a mazik. Why do you have to pay after the person paid? For one of two reasons, either because after the chazara, or because we can make a kal v'chomer, and we can learn out certainly a chayiv after he paid. But we have to, something's still missing here in Tosfos. Good. But l'maisa, you're paying even if the person didn't pay. So how do you explain he's a mazik in that case? What did Tosis gain? You call it a mazik because you even chayiv at the kasher asa. Yeah, but you also chayiv at the kasher zama. So if that's the pshan Tosis, Tosis was wondering, how do you call it a mazik if the fact is that when they pay, you don't have to pay. You're only paying on the zama. So then how are you a mazik? Because Tosis should know, I'll let you in on the secret. Even if shilem, the Aiden still have to pay. Okay, so in that case, they're mazik. But then what about the case where it was lo shilem? And even stronger. And the first pshat of Tosis is, why is it that you have to pay afterwards, even after he paid? Because after b'chazar. So it means, in a way, it wasn't. He never really paid, because he couldn't go back. So what did Tosis answer? the second teretz is also not so good, because all he's saying is kal vachomer, you have to pay, the edom have to pay when they cause him a hefsek. So good, so in that case I'll call it a mazik. But the fact is, you pay, the edom have to pay kasher zaman payment even if the person didn't pay as per the psak din. So why is that called a mazik? What, Rav Chiya is only talking about the case of Shile? That's within the second reason of Tosis. According to the first reason of Tosis, it's even more problematic. Because you're telling me that the reason why they pay, they don't pay even after Shilem, is because it's after the Chazar. So you're basically still calling it Zama. So it's as if, you know, it's not like a federal complaint. No, so again, how do you answer the question? Even the case that you're talking about, it should still be where we started. It's not really a hezek, because you can always give it back. So what must be the Pshat in Tosis? So I think, again, the way that we're mazbir, this is mamish beautiful. Because the pshat is as follows. The Torah considers that psak din that you caused on that, you brought that on that person through basis passing through your edus as a mazik, because it's ki'ilu, it would have been carried out. The Tosis, but it's put in the same list of mazikim as everything else. So Tosis had a problem with the, you know, with the classification here. The etzem, why it be called a mazik, that's not so much of a problem itself. It's a mazik because the Torah views that which they imposed in psak din, that he's chayiv mamon, as if he'd be paying the money. So that's why the hagdar is it's called a mazik. Because the Torah views that at ki'ilu, he paid. But if the halacha would be that once he paid, the edom don't pay mitzad the din of kasher zaman. So it's very strange to put edom zomin in the list of all the mazikin. Or the mazikin, lemaisa, you're paying as a mazik for a real life hefsed mamon in the real world. And by edom zomin, you're paying for a ki'ilu hefsed mamon. Strange. We're talking about the Eden Zomen of Hefsid Mammon here, after a Mammon. That's the list that we're discussing. When they pay Mammon for Kasher Zaman, they pay me Meitav. That's the reason why it's listed in the list of Ovos Nezikin. So we're talking about paying Mammon, not talking about Hazama of Nefashos. We're talking about Eidus on Mammon. The Edom are hit with the onus of Kasher Zaman of Mammon, and they have to pay me Meitav from Eidus, like all the others. But how does this fit in the list? Everything else in the list, there was a real life hefsed mamon, not a virtual ki'ilu, a real hefsed mamon. And here, the din is that when you pay, it's after where you did have hefsed mamon. So how does it fit with everything else? The Tosis needs to allow for the halacha to be that halacha that they didn't pay for kasher zaman in mamon is even when the person did lose money. For one of two reasons. Because it's Efshe B'Chazara. So it's really not Asa. But it's still called a Mazik. It's called a Mazik because it says that status of the Psag Din that's rendered here, it's Ki'ilu, it happened. And the Torah views that as a Hezek. And in the real world, there was a Hezek. It's Efshe B'Chazara. But no, but Lumaisi, he lost money. He did pay. So it's enough to compare it to everything else. I understand from the perspective of Zomam and Asa, it's reversible. But it's for the Hezek is the fact that it's Ki'ilu, he paid. And in the real world, there was a loss. So it's like everything else in the list. And so the second reason, Kal Vachomer says that you chayiv even when he paid. So it is similar to the other Mazikin. But that which you're paying when he didn't pay is also begedem mazik. That's as we're saying, because it's the Torah views as ki'ilu as if it happened. That's the pshat in Tosis. And with this, to go over again from yesterday, the end, we wanted to explain the answer to answer the kasha of many achronim, or Chaim and Chumash and other achronim of Naftali, that l'chayra, what's pshat in the Gemara on him and Beis that tells us the reason why, if the person was killed, the Edom are not killed? Because, Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Where do we find Ein Onshin Min Hadin? In another context. No, what's the case? Achoso me aviv ume ima. The Torah explicitly says, achoso me aviv, kares, iser, that's aviv, me aviv, achoso bas aviv shelo bas imo, or achoso bas ima shelo bas aviv. How do I know? Achoso bas aviv u bas imo. So I learn a new drasha, abras achoso gila, extra words in the Chumash to tell you that that's also included. So why do you need that? I should be kavah chomer, inon should be nadin. So too over here, it says zamam is chayiv. I want to learn kavah chomer to us if a person got killed. No, inon should be nadin. So we had a question. Bishlama bayachoso. Even though that also takes a little bit of explanation and a little nuance, but once you're already a little older, past high school, you begin to understand it. That what over there, I understand that. It's not the pshat that every time I have a choso who's full sister, well, I have it's a sister from the father because they share father. So what do you mean kavachomer? It's a sister of the father, basavim, or it's basimo. So what is the fact that it's also basimo changing the picture that I have to talk about kavachomer? It's the same thing. It's not the same thing. Because the iser is an iser of kurva, of kinship. There's a kinship of half-sister, bas-aviv, shelo bas-imo, bas-imo, shelo bas-aviv. There's a kinship of full sisterhood, that they share both parents. It's a different metzias, it's a different kurva. So the only thing I can use to try to learn out that the other one is also chayiv is because of a kavachomer. But it's not bichlal masayiman, it's not I have a chosa bas-aviv here. No, bas-aviv is a kurva of half-sister. Bas-imo is a kurva of half-sister. Bas-imo is a kurva of a whole sister. And that needs a kavachomer. Enon shem min adin. B'seder. That we can understand. But let's talk about zama. Zama means they planned. They schemed. They plotted. They plotted to have this person killed. Okay, so now what happened? Based in Paskind, that the person should be killed. Now we know they get an onus of kasha zama. Why? Because they plotted. They planned. They schemed. No, what happens if Beis Din carried it out? So now we say the pater. Why the pater? Because I can't learn out a kavachomer that there should be chayiv in the case of asa. Kavachomer from zaman, I can't learn enon shemin adin. Who needs kavachomer? Did they plan? Did they scheme? Did they plot? Yes. So the fact that Beis Din also took it to step further and killed the person. But where does that take away the same machayev that they should be punished for the zaman, for the planning? They planned. So the zaman is the same zamam whether Beis Din went the next step or not. Why is there a need for a kavachomer? That's our problem. The teretz is, it goes to the heart of what we're saying. If we were to understand that the reason why the onesh goes on the edim of a kasha zamam is because of the zamam, because of what they planned, then the kasha would be an excellent kasha. What kind of kavachomer? When is a kavachomer? The zamam is the same zamam. Where do you lose that? Because it became asav, no longer zamam. So you have to think of other two words. Maybe there's a deacon. The pasuk, the Orachaim says, maybe there's a way the Torah is meramis to us, but it doesn't stay. You know, you're not chayv in the zamam anymore once it gets to asav. But the Gemara says it's kavachomer. So you have to know how to work into the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says it's a deal. It's kavachomer. Sounds like that it's a new case. It's a new case that's a kavachomer. What do you mean? I have the same case. It's zama. But the answer is that the machayev of the onus kasha zama is not pshat just because of the zama. It's because they imposed a chiyuv on the person via Beis Din that the person is now sentenced to death. And the Torah treats that sentence ki'ilu he would be killed. So that's a form of mazik. They harm the person by imposing a virtual death on him. Virtual, because of the sentence. But that's why they have to get killed. Because they got to the person, to the ki'ilu, he was killed. No. Now, if the person was killed, that's not the same case. That's not the same as zama. That means, what did they do? They actually caused the person to get killed. That's a greater mazik. They actually had, it wasn't just a virtual death, it was a real death. It's a stronger machayev, but it's not the same machayev. It's a kalvachomer they should be chayev, but not hainuhach, it's not the same thing. The zamam is not for the zamam that you're chayev, it's for the the Mashiach, the person through Beis Din with an ones on hanging on his head to be chayiv. But when the ones gets carried out, it's a greater reason to make them chayiv, but not the same thing. So for that you need kavachomer. So this is all from the Emphasha yesterday, and just another example of where you see this playing out. That Lachar we're talking about a mazik of Eidim Zomimim, and this is for Lachara for the Chachamim, and also for Rabbi Akiva, as we're saying, because Rabbi Akiva just considers it knas, because the very fact that the Torah makes it ki'ilu, it happened, that he paid, that's what makes it a knas. There's a famous Sefer Yireim, one of the Rishonim, who wrote Sefer HaMitzvahs, a Velezer Mimitz, Sefer Yireim, on Lo Sana. So it's in Simen Kufayin Ches, when he discusses Lo Sana, he has a kasha that he doesn't answer. Interesting kasha. Discusses the din of kasha zaman. The huzmu edim onus aleim v'nei tshekel ha'ed tshekel ane ba'achiv ha'sismu kasha zam rasis l'achiv koma shirot se rasis l'chaber osim lehem ski l'asrei v'herik chenek malkus mamon. Good. That's din of kasha zaman. Lo yadati, says the Sefer Yireim, minayin lomar shahamamon l'mi she'idu olav. How do I know that when the Edom are chayv to pay mamon kasha zamam, that they have to, the address to where they pay it is to the person that they testified against. Achavei shehu knas. Notice, he has to kasha lufi the madam knas. Yitneyu based in l'chol mi sheyirtze. Why do they have to, why does it go dafka to that person? That's, he doesn't answer. V'chein yirali ad yorali tzedek. Wait for Eliyahu HaNavi to tell me pshat. That's what he says. So all the Achronim Tumo in this Kasha, Tawafos Re'em on the bottom, he brings from a Radvaz. The Radvaz says, I can be medayik from the Pasuk. The Radvaz says that it says, Vasisim lo kasha zamam, lasos, l'achiv. So he wants to read the word as follows. L'achiv, Vasisim lo kasha zamam, and you, who do you do it to? Who do you pay? L'achiv. Not kashesam lasos l'achiv. Kashesam but asisam lo, you do it to him, and he has to pay. Kashesam, you do it l'achiv. These are all shrutzim in hatsad, you know, from the side. L'chayra, I think Rav Nachman and Bava Kama points this out. L'chayra, the answer would be simple, in light of the yisod that we're building here. That what is kashesamam? What is it fundamentally? What is it? It's one of the avos nezikin. Means you are pogea in that person. So it's for the hezek. The hezek is that the psag din lies looms on that person and is waiting, pending to be carried out. That's a hezek. If it's mammon, then it's the psag din of mammon. Ki'ilu the person paid, like nefesh b'nefesh, where the nefashos here it's ki'ilu he paid. So of course it's going to go to the person. Because the yesod of kashazam is you're being mazik. So of course you have to pay the person. You are mazik. Now, l'chora, I would say the Yireim also Mestama understood it according to which manda Amar. Notice who he asked it again according to. Which manda Amar did he ask the kasha according to? I read it to you, no? Knas. Yes. In other words, it seems pasha to me that the Yireim would have also had no problem with manda Amar that's mamu. Maybe he was only asking, but oh, it's knas, then no knas, penalize them. No, so who says it has to go to that person? Okay, so that already, you have to take it another step and say, but Rabbi Akiva doesn't disagree with that idea that you're a mazik, and in that regard you are paying kemasha hizik, and that's the Rashi Bava Kama Daf Hey. But the pshat is Rabbi Akiva says what makes it kemasha hizik? Why is it viewed as if it happened already? That's because the Torah says in the parashat Kasha Zaman that I view it ki'ilu he paid already. That idea defines it as knas, because we wouldn't say it on our own. Maisi didn't lose a penny, but the Torah makes it as if he would have paid. That gufa is a criteria beyond the other criteria in the Mishnah Ksubas that makes it knas. So then again, it comes down to the same answer that it will go to the person. Okay, good. This is all, you know, from yesterday. Fight in the Gemara. Amar of Yehuda Marav. We have a statement in the Gemara, name of Rav, with the following words. Eid zomeim mishalem lefi chelko. So what are the words? They're both say, focus. Eid zomeim, new Gemara, difficult Gemara. Eid zomeim mishalem lefi chelko. I'll give you a lot of credit. Not easy, right? the sun is coming, it's emasadin, other fears as well that probably have also, but meanwhile, this is a beschus for Yom Hadin, right? Learning Torah. Eid zomim mishalim fi chelko. What are the words of the Gemara? An eid zomim, one eid zomim pays his portion. So the Gemara has to figure out pshat in this statement. My mishalim fi chelko. The Gemara is going to altogether suggest how many perushim in these words? Five suggestions till we arrive at the pshat that the Gemara is satisfied with. Five suggestions and what these words mean. So we have to go plow through the Gemara. My mishalim fi chelko. What does it mean? An eid zomim pays his shir. Ilema, if you'll say that it means the high mishalim palga, the high mishalim palga. In other words, you have two eidim that became zomimin in a case of mamon. So we say that each one of the eidim pays their share. In other words, if two eidim, each one pays half of the mamon. It's not as if the person receives $100 that they want, that the eidim testified against him, that he's chayiv, each one paying 100. No, they split it up. And together, the person gets paid what it was they wanted them to lose. So that's the chiddush, mishalim lefi chelko, that each one pays proportionate to what his share, how many eidim there were. Says the Gemara, Tanina, you don't need Rav Yudah Marav to tell me that. That's mefurish in the Mishnah later. Mishalshin ben mamon, the mishalshin ben makos. The Mishnah discusses the contrast between hazama by mamon and hazama by malkus. When it comes to mamon, mishalshin, which means, we'll see Rashi has two suggestions in the actual language of mishalshin, but the point is that you divide up among the eidim, however much amount of money it was that they wanted the person to lose, and they divide it up. Like malkus, you don't say each one gets a certain number of malkus. There, each eid has to get the full measure of malkus. So it's mefurish in the Mishnah, mishalshin the mamon. Rashi explains, we'll see the words mishalshin, im shlosha eidim hein or arba. So if you have however many eidim, three or four, mishalshin beinehen, meaning bathed in nasin shalish beinehen. Beis Din becomes like a third party between the Eidim, Lashvosam bepiron, to create an even, to spread out the payment, Isha Fichelko. So according to the first Pshat, Mishalishin means Miloshin Shalish. What's a Shalish? A third party. So Beis Din acts as an arbiter to see to it that the money gets divided evenly. That's one Pshat in the word Mishalishin. Inami, another Pshat Mishalishin. Hai Mishalishin Lishna Bialmahu. It's an expression that means mechalken apiron ben shlashta. In other words, the hypothetical case will be a case of three eidim. The Mishnah takes a case of three eidim. So each one pays a third. For who atinami ma'bohim ravin. If four eidim will be quarter, 25% of the amount for each one. So meanwhile, we have no way to understand Rav Yudah Marav as to tell me the halacha that they divide it up. Each one pays proportionate to how many eidim, it's obvious. That's the Mishnah. That can't be the meaning of eid zom mishalim fi chelko. Ella. So let's try a second suggestion. Ella kigon de itzum chad minayu. So now we'll suggest it means that only one of the eidim became zomim. You know, it was imanu hayisem, not hayisem, hayisa, imanu hayisa, one of the eidim. The mishalim palga didei. So we would say that the chiddush would be that he pays half, his half. What would be the chiddush? In other words, you got fuke what? We would have thought, so we could have thought one of two things, right? Either we could have thought that he pays nothing. Why does he pay nothing? Because he weren't mazim everybody. So it's all or nothing. You can't impose an onus kasha zamam if you're only mazim one of the eidim. So that's the chiddush. No, that there is a chiddush that he pays his half. Or alternatively, you could have thought that he pays what? Everything. In other words, if they all become zomim, then they divide up. Shalshin. But if only one became, then he has to pay everything. Because meanwhile, the eidus was against the person to lose the full amount. So only if there's another eid to share in the burden, then they divide it. Otherwise, he pays everything. So the chiddush would be that he pays according to his share. And the person didn't get fully compensated. But that could be the pshat mishalim fi chelko. Says Gemara, no, can't be either. Why? Umi mishalim? Is it really true at all that he'll pay? He won't pay at all. The din is that he's not chayiv at all. V'atanya, we have a brisa that states ein eid zomim mishalim mamon ad shezumu shneim. then Eid Zalmim does not pay for a case where he became a Zalmim unless everybody had Hazama. Ajezu Mishneim. It's interesting. This is not in Makis. This is in Chagiga. But in Makis, you have the following. Makis discusses it in terms of Nefashos. The Mishnah on Daf Heyam and Beis talks about different drushes that relate to what the Torah has to talk about. Shnayim Edim or Shlosha Edim. So it says, one of the drushes in the Mishnah is that just like Shnayim Edim Neherogim Ad Shiyu Shneim Zomimim Av Shlosha Neherogim Ad Shiyu Shlosha Zomimim. That's the assumption in the Mishnah is that by Shnayim you need them both to be Zomimim, and then there's another Hekesh based on that same thing is for three Edim. That's in the Mishnah. And in the Gemara just before the Mishnah, there was the Gemara references also the story between Shim ben Shatach and Yudah ben Tabai. Yudah ben Tabai says that he killed an Eid Zomim, even though he did not cause a person to get killed, but that's the halacha, Gemara din is enough. And Shim ben Shatach said, but you did something terrible because the Maisi wasn't Chayav Misa for another reason, because Ein Eidim Zomim Neharogin Atzi Yizum Mishneya. That's the lesson of the Gemara and the Braisa here in Hamad Beis, just before the Mishnah. And it goes on and says, and so too, in this Braisa, the Ein Lokin at Shezu Mishneim. What doesn't it say in the Braisa in Makkos?
Shalman.
But it's interesting, in Chagiga, where the Mesorah Shas is Mitzayim from Chagiga, here in Mamish, in the same, it sounds like the same Braisa, it's the same discussion, Shem ben Shatach and Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai. So there, in the response of Hashem ben Shatach, where he tells him, Shafachta dam naki, Sher omr chachamim, Ein edim zom nerogin ad shizum ashneyem, Ve ein rokin ad shizum ashneyem, Ve ein mishalmin mamon ad shizum ashneyem. So there you have the extra sentence that the Gemara is quoting here in the version of the Braisa that is quoted in Chagiga Tezayin Amid Beis. So what is the makor l'maisa for this? What is the makor? Why is it true that there's no Azama if you're not mazin everybody? Rashi here in Makkos and here in Beis, just before the Mishnah, when it gets mentioned in context of Misa, so Rashi says, She'amru chachamim masnisen hi, that's the Amru chachamim is in the Mishnah, Mashnayim etzeinu etzezu mishneim. Rashi explains, just right before the Mishnah here in Hamad Beis, Duchsiv, V'hinei eit sheker ho'eid. That's the pasuk says, "V'ne eight sheker ha'ed." V'amar ma'ar kol makom shnema eight harikan shnayim. So eight sheker eight means that what is established to be sheker, eight sheker eight meaning both. Eight sheker means the edus, the kat. Then the other halacha of shlosha is like shnayim. That takes it a step further. But the halacha eight sheker eight means shnayim. Oh, so therefore, the Gemara says you can suggest a second pshat here that Eidzom Hashem V'chelko means if only he was Huzam, it's not true, he wouldn't have to pay at all. Okay, so now we have the third try. And this is going to lead to a lot of confusion in Pshat. So we're even going to have to almost pause here with this third Pshat of what Rav Yehuda Merav is saying. Amar Rava, Be'omer Eidus Sheker He'adati. We're talking about where this aid said, meaning one of the two aidim said, I said false testimony. Eid sheker, aid was sheker reality. What's going on here? What's a very, very cryptic gemara? And making it even more strange, it's Rashi doesn't comment. No Rashi. We're going to look at Rashi to save us here. What's going on? The gemara rejects this. So that would mean what? In Eid Sheker Reality, now we understand that it could be Eid Zom Fisham Vichelka. What's going on here? Was there a Hazama? Was there not a Hazama? What does it mean Eid Sheker Reality? Is this Hazama? Was there a Hazama separate? Who's paying? Vichelka? What's going on here? Meanwhile, the gemara rejects this by asking, is he believed? Is it up to him to say Eid Sheker Reality? The rule is, once you say Eidus, that Eidus is locked in. You can't come and revise and change or take it back. So we won't accept the aid coming and saying, so therefore that can be the pshat. So Mar goes on to fourth and fifth suggestion. Meanwhile, this third pshat in Rav's statement it's totally unclear what exactly is the pshat. So even though like middle of the Gemara, but Pasha, we have to know what we're reading. We have no Rashi, so what do we do? To look at Tosfos on the same page, we have something to work with. Okay, so let's shift to Tosfos and see how Tosfos learns pshat in this Ukimta of the Gemara. Eidus sheker hayadati. So the first thing Tosfos says, v'omer sheker hayadati v'shuv huza. And then there was a Hazama. Who was Huzam? Tosfos, Huzam could mean he, or could mean like Eid Sheker Ha'ed. Huzam meaning there was a Hazama on both. That's what Tosfos starts with, those two words. But then Tosfos goes on, he says, Chura Mashma, it would seem, Dechi Amar Hachi Mishalim Chelko. It seems that when he says this, he pays his share. Because he wanted to cause a person to lose money. The lo nira, Tosfos says, doesn't seem correct. The halesa man de mishalim mamonim ken huzam b'makom ploni manu ayisa. You can't have such a thing because you can only have him paying if there was a formal process of hazama with imanu ayisa. Kach yishu farish edus shekariyati b'shuv huz mishneim. He goes on. So there's a lot of ways to learn here in Tosfos. I gave you the Drisha. I think the Mashal is also in the same vein. But the Drisha makes it very clear that what you have to do in this Tosfos is understand that the beginning of Tosfos, those first two words, are what Tosfos ends up getting to later. In other words, Tosfos is giving you a heads up. You have to understand something in this Gemara's Ukimta. It's not the Pshat that just by saying Eid Sheker Hayadati, there's a basis to mechayev this aid in whatever portion of the Natan Eidim there are, it simply won't work because there's no Hazam. So Tosfos, the real pshat is v'shuv huzam. Huzam would mean huzmu. In other words, both. Now that Tosfos gave you a heads up where we're going, Tosfos backtracks. Okay, and what does he say? L'chayra mashma, in other words, at first glance, you would say that what is the pshat in the Gemara, not what I just said. At first glance, you would say, no, what do the words suggest? And this is how the Ritva and the Ramban, they go along these lines, and they say that's, that they have the dukim in the words of the Gemara, that this is the pshat. That simply the fact that an aid himself, one of the two aidim, will declare that I did not say correct aidus. Now, he could be saying it, you could add here if you wanted, meaning I wasn't there. I wasn't correct. This means I didn't see it. It means I wasn't there. In effect, he's being mazin himself. But it's not through the process of Imanu Yisem with other Aiden. Basically, he says, it was all false. It's not true. And that, what would that mean? Aid Zom Misham Vichelko, in a case like that, he, this aid, would have to pay, let's say, $50, right? The two aidim said he owes 100, the guy owes 100. One aid says, I never saw the loan, I never saw the hezek. Yeah, it's all story. So now you have to pay $50. That's l'chora mashma. Dechi omer haki misham chelka. Again, the words here, the imkein, you have to work with the words here. And that would mean, why? Because bikesh l'afzim ha'machaber. Because in effect, you have this person who is zamam, to make someone lose money. He's part of the cut of Aiden, to Aiden, the one roommate to lose $100. And he's now admitted to us that it was all a lot. So that would be how you would want to read the Gemara. You'd be tempted to read the Gemara that way. Again, we'll get to the Ritz, we'll get to the Ramban. They read the Gemara that way. Tosfos says, can be. Can be. It has to be what I told you in the very first two words of Tosfos. Can be that. Below Nira, that lechora doesn't seem correct. Why can't it be the halesa leka man de mishali mamon ela imken huzam the malkam plani manu ayisa? Okay, so this is again not going to be drisha inside because of the time element, but just you look at the drisha, just the first part. He works it into the words of Tosfos. Again, he may change a word or two, as you can look there, you'll see. But basically, the pshat is that the Beshuv Huzam that Tosfos begins with, again, I'm saying this because there's a lot of other ways to learn it gets confusing, because we're going to learn this way. Beshuv Huzam in the beginning of Tosfos is what Tosfos is going to get back to. We're now going to see what Tosfos is going to say. That there was a Hazama here. and not the way it would might appear by reading the Gemara. The Chora Mashma, that just the fact that one maid says, I lied, would warrant pay, having him pay Lefi Chelko. Can't be. There's nothing to talk about because there was no formal process of Azama. Azama means the new pair of Adam Seiman Hoyisi. In fact, if you look at the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, there's no Lubashuv Huzam. It starts L'chora Mashma. It starts with that. So it's a bit of a riot to the Pshat that we're saying. That basically Tosfos is starting by saying L'chora Mashma, that it's without any Hazama at all. Just the fact that the Eid says, I retract my Eidus, I lied, it's not true. And that would maybe make him Chayiv. And they will be asking kasha on that. I have to know what the kasha would be. Kasha, it's kibbutz shehigid. So it's a non-starter. You can't learn the Gemara that way. Why? Because the only time you find a basis to mechayiv an aid is if he became a zalmim through a second pair of aidim who said him on the way he said. Anything short of that cannot lead to azam, cannot lead to payment of kasha. Okay, so good. So now how does Tosfos learn? So what is the pshat? Like he started, b'shuv huzam. Now he's going to explain it better. So what's the pshat? Again, this is now, you know, book ending with before, with what he started with, but now he's going to explain the pshat. That what happened was, one of the Edom said, Edus Sheker Hayadati. Yeah? So now he put himself on the table as a liar. After the saying the Edus together with the other Ed, one of the Edom says, I lied. Vishub hus mushneim. And now what happened was he and the other aid became Zomim. They said, Imanu Hayisim. And then what is the statement of Yehuda saying? Eid Zom Hashem Lefi Chelko. Now it's just before the Lamedus, just a picture here, what it comes out of this. Tahasa Yesh Lefaresh, now we can explain what's going on. Kida Omar. Or Dik Hisha Omar. Okay. Eidu Sheker Hiyadati. By saying Eidu Sheker Hiyadati, so ser Eidusa. So what has he done? He's negated his first Eidus. Listen to this. V'lo shaycha bei Toras Hazama ki'im b'chaveira. So what's going on in the Gemara? Once he's retracting his Eidus, and then they both become Zomimin, so the only way you can have Toras Hazama, Toras Hazama means implementing the onesh of Kasha Zama, cannot be carried out against him. Once he's retracted his Eidus, so now the only one that you can punish with the onus of Kasha Zamam is who? Is the other Eid, who didn't retract his Eidus. So it's very interesting, you sold us here. Once his Eidus has already begin to has now been negated by his own admission, so then the only Eid that you can carry out Kasha Zamam is the other one. Okay, we'll see. And then how does the Gemara flow from here? And that's the Chiddush. Again, what's the Chiddush now of Rabbi Yehuda Marav? So now the other aid will pay his half. In other words, this is how the Gemara solves the kasha that I just asked. What was the previous suggestion? That only one aid became Zomeh. And he pays a fi chelko. The Gemara says that can't be. Why? Because the halacha is ad shizu mushneim. In this case, there wasn't ad shizu mushneim because the hazama took place on two eidim. The only thing is, the Torah's hazama, in other words, the discrediting, the process of hazama took place on two eidim. But the carrying out of the onus kasha zamam cannot happen on the aid whose aidus has already been negated by his own admission. So the chiddush is that the other aid will pay, not the whole thing, but l'fi chelko. Or not zero, but l'fi chelko. You have to know which way the chiddush goes. Maybe both ways. Second, what's the Gemara going to ask in this? U'parich, ha'kok minei? Is it up to him to negate? Nothing changed. The Hazama and the Torah's Hazama won't be just on the other guy. It will be on him too. Because since Kimet Shehigit Shemin Chozo Magid, he has no right to retract Vahavi Kilo Sashas Barav. So he didn't accomplish anything. He didn't gain anything. So again, what are you saying? Eight zomim sham v'chelko. There's not eight zomim, it's eight zomim in it. Teich. Gurudu was barely scratched the surface in teaching the words. Yeah, Alec, you.
Can Rebbe explain again why it's this answer to the rejection from the suggestion before?
The suggestion of Lechora Mashma is that we're not talking about a case of any hazama in the formal sense of the word. There was never a second pair of Edom that came along and said Imanu Hayisa. The Gemara is suggesting that when the words of Rav Eid Zom Hashem V'chelko, what those words mean is that one of the Edom decides to tell us that he lied. And there's a basis to mechayev him, his chelek, by virtue of his own admission that he lied. But Tosef says that's how the words would read. Right? He said it is sheker reality, and Mela, he's mechayev to pay. Says the Gemara, that cannot be, because kol kiminei kima shehigit. So again, what does it mean, and what is the Gemara's kasha? All that has to be worked out. But Tosef says it's a non-starter. Because you can't tell me that somebody who says that I said false testimony, that therefore he has to pay l'fi chelko any kasha zamam. The only time you have a chiyav mamon for kasha zamam is when elam ken huzam b'mokam ploni manu hayisa. It means you have to have a process of hazama. You can't make yourself an Eid Zomim. You have to be Husam Imanu Yisam Makam Poni. You have to have the process of Hazama. So therefore, that Pshat is a non-starter. So what is the Pshat? Tosis continues. And according to the Drisha, when he says in the beginning of Tosis, Bishav Husam, he's really alluding to what he's going to elaborate on in just a minute, after he shows you what the real, what would have been the simple Pshat cannot be correct. So now Tosis explains what he already told you is going to have to be the pshat of Shuv Huzam, meaning that they both became Zalman. So what happened? First, there was a declaration of a retraction from the Eidus. And then, there was Azam on both Eidim. And now we have to understand what's going on here. So now, it seems, based on this, and we don't know Kimish Higid yet, that's going to be the Kash of the Gemara. So apparently, such a retraction can be valid. So when he retracts his Eidus, he says, Eidus Sheker reality, what changes? How does this affect what we're doing here? So it's affecting that we can no longer impose on him, when he becomes, together with the other Eid, a Zomeim, we can no longer impose on him the onus of Kasha Zom. We have to understand what that's about. What that's about. What's the Pshat exactly? Why not? Okay, he retracted, but when I said the Eidim Zomeim, they both became Zomeim. What's the Pshat and Tosis? He doesn't even explain it. Tosis is so sus, and even Tosis, like, why can't you do Kasha Zama? So now who's left to carry out Kasha Zama? The other. So we have to understand, why can't you do Kasha Zama against him? But there's another thing to notice. But we could do Kasha Zama against the other, right? Even though we can't do it against him. Okay? But where's our Chizum Mishneim? If we can't carry out Kasha Zama on him, so how do you call this Achi Zum Ushneim? Doesn't Achi Zum Ushneim require that we have to be able to carry out Kasha Zama on both Eidim? So there's a big tumult in Achronim about this. What does it mean when you have that rule that the Gemara just quoted earlier in the Gemara, that Achi Zum Ushneim, Emes Shalman Shimus, does that mean that Yezum Ushneim in the sense that you have to have the ability to carry out the Onesh on both of them? Some Achronim think that that's what it means. L'chora, this Tosis would disprove that. This Tosis would show that no, Achi Zum Ushneim is halacha that you have to be able to do what to both Eidim? What? To discredit them, to be able to say that you are, that your Eidus is invalid. That's all you have to be able to do to both of them. But you don't have to have the ability to carry out the Kasha Zom in both of them. So Achi Zum Ushneim I have. But now we come back. But what can I do? I cannot impose an onesh on Kasha Zama, the Torah Zama, on somebody who already has retracted his Eidus. That's what the words of Tosafos are saying. It's just the words so far. Yeah.
Is that Yisrael Asima if you can't do the carry out the Zamanim? So why would the Eidus think?
Yitiyach HaZimah means from the get-go, when he said the Eidus, Yitiyach HaZimah. Here what happened was, subsequent to the Eidus, he did something. You're not going to make it l'mafreya yetiyach l'azimah. He said Eidus with his friend. Now, at some point, he comes to the base and says, by the way, Eidus sheker he'adit. The Eidus, when it was said, was Yachol Azim. Your cases are that there was some reason at the time of the Eidus that you couldn't do. Here, the point is, based on what he said now, we're now in a position that we cannot impose a Torah Sazama because of what he did by admitting. But again, but it's called Yezum Ushneyem, and the Chiddush of Rav Yehuda Marav is that the other aid, that's the Eid Zal Meshav Yichalko, not him. What does Eid Zal Meshav Yichalko mean? The other aid pays his share. So let's understand what's happening here. So obviously, this much we see, that Yezum Ushneyem doesn't require that you carry out Kashazam on both. This is, again, no, the Yehuda, other Achronim deal with this question. This is the Mashmos of Artosis, that Achizum Ushneyem just means to discredit both Eidim. That's happening here. But mitzad the Torah Sazam, as Tosus puts it, right? Since he says Soser Edusa, will Shaycha Torah Sazam Kim Bechavero. So let's try to explain Tosus with another Kasha, and in a certain sense, the Kasha will lead us to the Teretz. So Rav Chanan in the Kovetz Biurim, I think it's the last piece, yeah, Ostes, he brings a Gemara in Bava Kama, in Meruba. Some of you learned it last year. That discusses the following notion: Hakchasha Tchilas Hazama or not? Hakchasha Tchilas Hazama. I didn't want to give you the long Gemara because it's a long Gemara. You get quicksand. You get stuck in the Gemara. I gave you the Maskanas HaGemara, which is the Pesach of the Rambam. So let me read you from the Rambam. Edim Zomin, Edim Shehukhishu Ubesof Huznu. Okay? Edim, that first, there was what's called Trey or Trey. Right? Hazama means that the second peer say, Imanu Hayisa, you were with us. So you couldn't have seen what you declare you said, what you declare you saw. Hakhasha means that the Edus is wrong. Reuven didn't borrow money, Reuven didn't kill Shimon. Reuven was with us. So he couldn't have done what you said he did. It's not the Gufan Shel Edim. They're not being Mazim the Edim that you were not where you say you were to see it. The Edus that you said spoke about is not true because we know the facts were otherwise. Not in the case of Azama, they're not talking about the facts. They're talking about whether the Edim were in fact the ones to see such a thing. Whether it happened or not, they don't know. But you could not have seen it. That's called Hazam. Hakhasha means that they are testifying a different version of the story. In other words, when it comes to Hakhasha, there's no special din to believe the second peer of Edom over the first. What do we call Hakhasha? What do we call that? Trey Utrey. It's two against two. We don't know. There's something. It might be the first peer are correct. Maybe the second peer are correct. So each one of these two peers of Edom said Edom Sheker. We don't know. By Hazama, it's a special din that the Torah assumes that the second peer of Edom are the truth tellers, and in fact, the first peer of Edom are viewed as Zomim. There'll be another peer of Edom and Samazim, the second peer. So then they become, then we treat them as the Zomim. In other words, then we carry after them what they want to do to the first peer of Edom. The first peer of Edom become exonerated. It can keep going on and on. It's always, Immanuel Yisem always is the thing that's going to be Koveya, that those Edom are believed. But that's unique. That's what Hazam is about. The case that we're dealing with the second is first the Eidus became Eidus Mukheshes. So first there was that the Eidus had another pair of Eidim that said that that's not correct. Reuven was with us. It's not true. The facts are not true that you say. But then subsequent to that, another pair of Eidim went and were Mazim. The Eidim saying you were not there. Do you carry out Kasha Zamam or not? That's the sugya in the Ruba. The Rambam paskins like the Maskana. The Rambam says, "Edim shokhushu b'sof huzma ha're'ehu neharagin alokin o'mishalmin." So when the Hazama comes subsequent to that Kasha, we can carry out the Oner Shekasha Zamam, even though this Edus was already weakened initially through HaKasha. It's HaKasha Kriyas Hazamahi El Shadan Lo Nigmara. Moshe.
So yeah. In the Harmonia of Rabbah, he says that, like, Yiddish Akarati, so
We're saying that the Aedus is still real Aedus because we're still able to discredit his Aedus. We're just not able to give him the punishment of exilement. Then why? So then how does the answer Aedus Shakir out? Meaning Shuvei Nachos Ramagi? It doesn't matter. We're not accepting the Aedus. He's just like kind of being Moda and he's
again. Let's go slow. The Kivin Aedus is going to say nothing changed, and therefore you can do everything to him that you could do to the other Aed. But before we know Kivin Shehigin, we'll talk about Kivin Shehigin in a minute. We're still holding by the Gemara's Ukimta. So Gemara's assuming that by saying Eid Sheker Yadati, he has in effect discredited his first Eidus. And Eidus, now, the Chorah like this. Let's understand. Rabbi Chan asked the Kasha from Hakasha Tchiyah Sazama. But in a way, before we spell the question out and answer it, that sugya, in a certain sense, is at the root of our Gemara. In other words, why is there an issue to begin with that we have to solve it by saying Akasha Tchiyas Hazama? Hazama is Hazama is Hazama. Why don't we keep it with Akasha first? The Maisa, you have two pairs of Adam who are Mazim, the first pair of Adam. So in between, there was another pair of Adam that were Makhish there. Okay, so forget it. So what? But the Maisa, I have Hazama. So obviously, the fact that you have to come on to a new chiddush, but the Hazama began with Akhasha. Without that unique principle, what do I see in our Gemara? Without that unique principle, you cannot carry out Hazama on Eidus that already got weakened through Akhasha. Why? That means of a Yesod. And that's going to be the Yesod in our Tosfos, except that you're going to have to answer what makes this different than the Hakhasha Tchilas Hazama. But that will be easy for us. The hard work is to understand the Yesod of Tosfos, but that's going to be mamish implicit in that Gemara. So the lesson of Rashi there in Bava Kamma, when the Gemara discusses Hakhasha Tchilas Hazama, see, Ayin Gimel and Ayin Dalet, so Shmami Na. The Gemara has a raya from the Maisa with the Eved Kenani, but meanwhile, Shmamina, the Gemara says, based on it working out the Pshat and Abraisa, Shmamina, Kresha Tchiyos Hazama. The Ilav Tchiyos Hazama, were not for this Yisod, but Kresha Tchiyos Hazama, says Rashi, Me'achar Shebatla Eidusan Mi'ispaudin Hazama. Once the Eidus became Batl, why did it become Batl? Because you have Trey. So, Mi ispo din hazama. In other words, the premise is that hazama can only be carried out on edus that's still fresh, that's still viable, that has not been neutralized, that has not been in any way weakened. So the hazama finds edus that's still in its full strength. Then the halacha of hazama gets carried out. But since, again, without Hakhasha Tchiyas Hazama, what would I have here? I would have Hazama meeting up with Eidus that's already, it's already been knocked down. It's already misbatel because of the Trey. It's no longer viable Eidus. The Eidus that's no longer viable, that doesn't have the potency of what Eidus is, would not be subject to be the Anish of Kash Hazama on such an Eidus. It's already been weakened. So that's the yesod of that Gemara, that you need to respond to that by saying, no, here's the pshat. Really, the Hazama, you could say, began earlier. So the process of Hazama can be said to have begun when? With Hakhasha. Hakhasha, the words, take the words, Hakhasha to Hazama. So when the Hazama process began, it was viable. It's just that the Hazama process ended and its peak was when the second pair came and said, Imanu Ayisem. But the process is one long process of discrediting the Eidus, and therefore you can go and do the Kasha Zamam against them, the Onesh, when the process finishes. Because the process began with Akasha, and at that point, it was viable Eidus. Without that Yisod, then I would say the process of Zamam is not going to get off the ground. You can't carry out Kasha Zamam because it's meeting up with Eidus already Mokreshes. So if that's what you see in our Gemara, now we have to rephrase the Kasha. We're not just asking out of the in a row, like, what's going on here in Tosfos? What does Tosfos say? He said, Ein Sheker Yadati, Beshuv Huzmu, so we can't carry out Kasha Zama against him, but the Chiddush is that we can have the other guy who never said Ein Sheker Yadati, he'll pay with Yichelko. Why can't he pay his share? He came in Zomein. Because by saying it is shekhar reality, so his edus now has been discredited by his own admission. So the Hazama has not found a viable edus to be carried out kashizamim against, because when the Hazama is taking place, that edus has already been knocked down by his own confession. We're assuming now he can do that. Kima shehikin. Elamai, you ask a kasha. But just like the Gemara Bava Kama has a way to allow for the onus kasha zaman to take place subsequent to akasha, because we now reconfigure the process of hazama, and we say that the hazama process actually began not with the Imanu Yisim of the second pair, but with the Reuven was with us of the first pair, with the akasha, with the trade. That's already the beginning of the hazama, which culminates in the second pair. So now we should say, just like Akhashitzkhira Sazama, we should say that the Eidus Sheker reality of his confession, his Moshe, should be the process of Hazama beginning, and it culminates with the Hazama. So now at least we know what we're asking. If that's the Kasha, then we have room to perhaps distinguish. We could say that there's a big difference between Eidus, Eidim that say, you're lying because Reuven was with us. We hear the Eidim say that with Sheker, Aiden said that Aiden is a Sheker, that could be more fitting to view as a Tchilas Hazama than the person, the Aiden himself saying Aiden Sheker Hiyadi. To explain a little bit better why that is, but there's room to hear. In other words, that Yisod of Tchilas Hazama is only said if it's a Akhasha of Trey or Trey. And that becomes the beginning of the Hazama process. But Eidus Sheker Hiyadi, for the reasons we'll have to try to think about more carefully, but that's not the same as Trey HaKrasha. So therefore, what you do have here is a weakening of the Eidus in the form of his confession. But I don't have the saving grace to see that as a Tchilas Hazama. And therefore comes the Hazama afterwards, Veshuv Huzmu, and he cannot be subject to Onish Kashizam because the Hazama vis-a-vis him is already connecting to Eidus that's already been knocked down by his Eidus Sheker reality. But the other person who never said Eidus Sheker reality, for him, you can carry Kasher Zaman. Was it Yizumu Shneim Rabosai? Yes, because even after Eidus Sheker reality, but even if you can't carry out Kasher Zaman, but it's considered a Maisa Zaman, both of them. The Chiddush is that the other aid will pay, and he'll pay Lufi Chelko. This is all the Pshat of Tosis. What's the Gemara's Kasha on this? No, but the Eidus Sheker reality can work because he can't take back the old Eidus. Therefore, the Hazama ultimately is going to be a both of them. Therefore, it's not Lufi Chelko. Everyone's going to pay, not just one. Okay.